desires continue. So his glory is intended for everything, even our failures. And we're going to continue in that. And today we're going to talk about grieve not, quench not, and frustrate not. What God wants to do for us is establish permanent momentum. And I am so grateful for him revealing that the glory is being revealed even in failures. Our dark areas, there's glory there. There's glory at the post. And we're learning that the glory of God, we've learned, is basically attached to our faith. It's attached to the grace. It really is. It's attached to being in righteousness, because his glory is all about his opinion, his view, something that we've been coming into through the knowledge of faith and the knowledge of grace, the knowledge of righteousness, all these areas of influence. And now God is revealing his glory as another area, or another outlet, if you will, of his influence. That in receiving God's influence, it's bringing forth the glory. The end result of all glory is the manifestation of perfection. And that's the end result we're coming into. If you can hear me, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so we're coming into this, and the Lord wants to establish in us and for us today a place of permanent momentum, where even what seems like we've been failing in, and the deepest part of failure, I believe, would be grieving, quenching, and frustrating the Holy Spirit. I really believe that is probably the darkest area for any one of us. And I guess as you hear this message, it'll unveil to you even the more. I'm going to read our home scripture about where we are here. It says, receiving the end of your faith in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9 through 11. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. We see all three of these, faith, grace, and glory, in our home scripture that our series on faith has really, really birthed out of. Faith, grace, and glory are found here in these three. And that's exactly what faith, this authentic realm of faith, is provided and revealed to us. Faith and grace working together and revealing the glory that would follow. And we're now heading into that place of glory. And if you can hear me, just say amen.
Amen.
We are headed into that place of glory. So we're learning that the end of our faith isn't just salvation of our souls, but it's also the revealing of his glory on our lives. So now we need to acknowledge when this is an area that the Lord wants to really, really encourage us in and teach us about. When you come to the post of his doors, and when you're not having a post, I call it a post experience, and you're not experiencing the power that's at the post. And though sometimes you wait and there's just something, there's sometimes no activity there. When daily, the Bible teaches in Proverbs 8 that there would be, because he said, when you come daily, just wait. And obviously, if he's telling you to come daily, he wants to meet daily as well. And so there should be movement and there should be momentum every time you go. If you go four or five times a day, you should have an experience with God, because God is always willing to get into a place of koinonia, a place of fellowship and revealing to us. He's always ready. He walked with Adam in the cool of the day. And that doesn't just mean the beginning of the day. He walked with Adam at all times. He was always with Adam there. And so it wasn't just about a certain time of the day. That word cool doesn't denote a time of the day. It denotes that he walked with Adam in essence, what I would say, in the shade of things. He was always with him. He was walking with him constantly. And so God is ready to reveal all the time that we're ready to go with and talk with him and speak with him. He's always ready to heal and to deliver. He is. And it's the truth. But sometimes we get stuck there. And the Lord let me know, and he's been letting me know for quite a while since the series started, about how not to grieve the Holy Spirit. And because when the Spirit of God gets grieved, quenched, or frustrated, what takes place is there's stagnation at the poles. And so God wants to teach us today how to have consistent momentum. Even when we've grieved, quenched, or frustrated the Holy Spirit, there's still glory. The title of the message is His glory is intended for everything, even our failures. So even when we have a failing moment with the Holy Spirit and we do something that quenches, grieves, or frustrates Him, there's still the light of glory that's ready to be revealed. So we need to acknowledge when we have grieved or quenched the Holy Spirit. When we don't acknowledge His grieving, it hinders our experiences at the post. He won't ever leapfrog over His grieving. And that's where we become frustrated sometimes, TGM. Because in His grieving, He won't leapfrog over His grieving to reveal the Zoe life. He won't reveal things to us in His being grieved or quenched or frustrated. To frustrate grace actually means to nullify it. It means it's rendered ineffective. If grace is frustrated, then the entire process at the post will be frustrated. I truly believe that grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit frustrates grace. It really does. As the light of His glory shines in this dark area, it will add to our faith that glory is available even in this failure as well. Somebody say amen if you're happy to hear that.
Amen.
Glory is ready even when we have grieved, quenched, or frustrated the Holy Spirit. The light of God's glory is still there, ready to work in our favor and ready to really shine out of dark, even this dark place. First area we're going to talk about is grieve not. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 30, it says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." The word grieve means to distress Him, to cause Him to be sad, to affect Him with sadness, cause grief. We've talked about this TGM in the past. We've talked about it, not this deep, but we've talked about it. It means to throw Him into sorrow. It also means to offend Him. The Holy Spirit is very, very sensitive. He's very sensitive. If you're moving at a pace with Him and all of a sudden you stop or you do something as opposed to when He's calling you and beckoning you to come into His presence, you could easily grieve Him or quench Him. You cause Him to fall into distress. The first definition of grieve means distress. And I couldn't believe the definition of distress. The first definition of distress in the Webster's, it means seizure and detention of the goods of another. Seizure and detention of the goods of another. So what happens is when He's grieved by something that we've done, and again, I want you to learn about this, and God wants you to learn about this because God wants to keep you in momentum at the post, always having an experience there, always feeling and being delivered and being saved from something or being in or being positioned for success at the post. God is always working, and He doesn't ever want you disconnected from that work. But if He's grieved, it brings Him into distress. It causes a seizure and a detention of the goods of another. So the Holy Spirit's abilities, in essence, are seized. This is why we don't feel Him sometimes at the post. It's not because He's not there. It's not because He's playing hide and seek. It's not because He doesn't want to talk to you. But this grievance, this place of grieving, causes His abilities to become seized, and they're placed on detention toward us while He's grieving. When we acknowledge this, and watch this, when you see this, and this is the wonderful part about it, is when you don't see movement at the post, you should inquire. In fact, I'm take you one step further. You should know whether or not you've grieved. You should already know by your actions throughout the day, by something that you didn't do or something that you might have done that you shouldn't have done. Oftentimes, we're grieving Him, but what we try to do is leapfrog over that and try to still have an experience at the post. But there has to come healing between us and the Holy Spirit. There has to come healing. And so when we get this thing situated with him, it will unlock, it will lift the detention of his abilities. It'll give him these capabilities to flow on your behalf again and to reveal and to shine light. So when we acknowledge this and allow the light of God's glory to shine, even in this dark area, we cannot, listen, even in this dark area, we can continue to receive the full power and success that is at the post. Matthew 5 says it like this. Listen to this. In Matthew 5, verses 23 and 24. Watch this now. This really ties perfectly in. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar and there rememberest that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother and then come and offer thy gift. Now, if he's saying that we should do this one with another, how much more should we do it with the Holy Spirit? How much more? We can't just come and try to just worship God, receive from him at the post, and everything is hunky-dory, and the Holy Spirit has been set into a place of being grieved by decisions we've made, by the failures that were there. So even in that failure of grieving him, there's still the light of God's glory that wants to shine. And bring, he wants to show his opinion. He wants you to know, hey, there's an issue. We have an issue here. We have an issue. You saddened me by that decision. You moved differently. You didn't do the way that you were being instructed. You didn't do what I was saying. And it brought a grievance to me. It brought me into a place of grieving. That reconciliation is paramount. It's absolutely paramount at the post. So we can continue to experience God's power, God's grace, God's love. But we've got to reconcile with the Holy Spirit at times. So we ought not grieve him. And it is our bad decisions, guys. It's true. We can't just overlook it. It's our bad decisions. It really does make him sad. It really does distress him. It puts him in a position to where now his abilities are on detention. Just think about that. So if you're not having a post experience, sometimes it's not, you can wait all week. You can wait a month and not have a post experience because you've grieved them and you didn't reconcile. Okay. We'd learned this before. Time, we're not waiting for time to heal our wounds. We're going to live by faith, by understanding that in the moment that we failed him, there's also in the same moment of failing him, there's glory to be revealed.
Amen.
And you can keep it moving under the glory. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right. Now the second one is quench not. Quench not. Stop cheating, Kurt, reading these notes. I know you're reading these notes ahead of time. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and 19, it says, quench not the spirit. Simple, that's one of the shortest verses in all the Bible. Quench not the spirit. But boy, does this thing carry weight. The word quench means cause to go out, to extinguish. And I like this area here of quenching. I think we feel this oftentimes, that one day we get momentum at the post and we're hearing, and my goodness, the feeling of how God swoops in and begins to minister deliverance and minister in areas of our lives that we've been wanting to be delivered in. And then all of a sudden that next day or that next time isn't quite the same. Oftentimes it's because we've quenched the spirit. We've caused to go out something. I'm telling you, he's very sensitive. He's time sensitive. If he calls you in and you delay, you can quench that. That has to be acknowledged so reconciliation can be had. We can't just treat him any old kind of way. We have to have an upright relationship with him. When we fail, there's glory still here for us that's ready to be revealed. Remember, the light shines out of the darkness into our hearts or into our minds.
Amen.
So God wants to shine the light even when his spirit has been quenched, because it's his spirit that is going to justify and carry through the ministry of the Father and the Son. We need the Holy Spirit. We need to be on the right side with the Holy Spirit, and we need to understand when he's been quenched or grieved. When that feeling or those experiences go out at the post, when they've been extinguished, in other words, it's to extinguish. That's why I was so excited when I heard Minister Kirk talk about the fire that came from the prayer. To extinguish a fire, it says, that's what quenching is. Or things on fire. So this, it means to suppress. Listen, the word quench, watch this. It means to stifle of divine influence. My goodness, that's what we've been looking for at the post. The actual word quench, not the spirit, means we're stifling the influence we're going to the post to get.
Jesus.
So when he's quenched, influence or the experience of the post, the temperament of the Lord, these things are all on detention. But we've got to be able to recognize, I failed over here, I did that. It's not about condemning yourself. It's about being in right relationship with the comforter that has been sent to us to bring us to the post, to bring us into the bi-directional blessing of salvation and success.
Amen.
Hallelujah, my God. Yes. And when we get this, man, when we have this knowledge there, we won't be stuck there at the post. You can tell him, you can ask him, did I quench you in any way? And he'll shine light on the area that where he was quenched or the area that he was grieved in. So we can continue in the full momentum and the power that comes from being at the post.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
He's very, very sensitive. And we shut his influence down. We suppress it. Listen, oftentimes, here's your note. Oftentimes in our failures, we do quench the Holy Spirit, which means we stifle his divine influence. As I said, it's further proof that we need to be sensitive and aware of this. If your gate and post experiences are fading, 9 times out of 10, you've quenched the Spirit. He was moving. And all of a sudden you kind of lost your focus on what he was doing. You got caught up in something carnal. He can be quenched very easily. I'm reminded of many services that I sat in, man, throughout the years where you get to a right ministry, a good ministry, and you're in one of their meetings and they understand the sensitivity of the Spirit. That if someone's crying in their emotions, they'll pull them out and say, please, please. They'll take them out because why? Because those things quench the Spirit. When we're in emotions or we're in ourselves, it begins to quench the Spirit. And ministries that know about the miracle working power of God don't allow crying babies to go off like that. They'll carry them out quietly. They don't want to interrupt the moving of the Spirit. So how quickly and how easily can we quench him when he's calling us into a place and we don't listen? We do our own thing and then we kind of stumble in when we get good and ready. Well, he's quenched. The fire that was there, according to Deuteronomy 4 and 24, watch this. What's happening here, for the Lord God thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. So when we've quenched the Spirit in these areas, listen. Our lives are not being consumed by his temperament. That's what Kurt was praying about, that we want the fire of God to consume our failures. Well, when the failures are not being consumed, it's because the fire of God has gone out because he was quenched. So when we're not getting the deliverance we've been looking for, oftentimes we need to acknowledge, did I quench you? Did I extinguish your power to consume my failures? And if I did, please reveal it to me. Shine the light of your glory on this so I can come out and reconcile with you. Deuteronomy 4:24, as I said, says, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire. This is what we should be under, the consuming fire of the Lord. Amen. Not a quenched or grieved spirit, but a spirit that has consuming power. Hebrews 12:29, it confirms what Deuteronomy says. For our God is a consuming fire. That's what he wants to do. He wants to consume our failures, reveal his glory. But if he's quenched, that's why we're having lesser and lesser. Some of us are having lesser and lesser experiences at the post. Don't blame the message. Neither, please, don't blame the messenger, because I speak as God's oracle. Look at the facts and look at what you might be really doing more times than not, and realize if you're not experiencing the power of the post, is if you're not experiencing it, don't blame this or that. Please look well. Is your relationship with the Holy Spirit intact? Is he grieved by something you did and you haven't acknowledged it yet? You haven't let the light of God's glory to shine on. If that could be the case, or you might have quenched him because he was flowing and you guys were moving in a direction, but then you decided to do some things on your own. So now he's quenched. Reconciliation is a must. So now, when our failures aren't being consumed by him at the post, it's because he's been quenched. This is the note. The light of the knowledge of his glory will start the fire again. I'm going to say that to you. The light of the knowledge of his glory will start the fire again. Just stay in a place of awareness. I'll say that one more time. The light of the knowledge of his glory. What are you saying, Apostle? Amen. What I'm saying is, let God show you.
Yes.
If you've quenched or grieved him, because that very light will start the fire, his consuming fire, all over again on your behalf. He will begin to consume your failures all over again. Just let the light of the knowledge of his glory shine. Let him reveal. Let him reveal and let him heal the relationship between you and the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord, I bless you. If you're on the line, lift your hands for a moment. Because there's a healing moment that's flowing for some of you right now. Let the light of knowledge of his glory shine. Where did you grieve him? Where did you quench him? Because this light will start the fire again. God will begin to move and influence will be reestablished again. You'll start to feel deliverance in the areas of your failure. Glory will be revealed. Hallelujah. Because God's opinion is coming through. God's view is coming through. God's estimate on how things should be is starting to flow. Even when you've quenched or grieved him, there's glory waiting. He wants to show you his opinion, show you his view, show you where you hurt him. And once that's healed, boy, oh boy, the power of the post is flowing all over again. Yes, Lord. He said there's forgiveness here at the post right now. There's forgiveness right now at the post. The Holy Spirit's got his arms open wide, ready to hug and make up, ready to move forward with you. He's ready to be your alongside helper all over again. Oh, there's healing here at the post right now. There's deliverance here at the post right now. Ooh, glory be to God. Yes. We can't lose here. We can't lose. We can't lose. Because God's glory is intended for everything. For everything. Again, just stay in a place of awareness. Our third one is frustrate not. Frustrate not. Paul said in Galatians 2:21, he said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. The word frustrate, it means to set aside. It means to disesteem. It means to neutralize, which we've learned before. It means to violate or cast off. It actually means to despise, disannul, frustrate, bring to naught. It means reject. When he's been quenched, we oftentimes, watch this, it gets worse. Because when he's quenched, what we do now is we frustrate him. Let me show you what I mean. While he's not moving at the post because he's quenched, you now start to move in your own self-righteousness. Mm-hmm. You start to move things in your way, and you start to try to reestablish things, and you start to move in your own efforts. So when he's been quenched, we oftentimes will find ourselves in self-effort to try to mend things with him, or to try to move mountains ourselves. We start to move in our faith. Remember, the end of our faith is here. We're at the end of our own faith. That's where we are. But when we step back into our faith, and we start to try to move things and do things because he's not doing it because he's quenched. Now you're adding to the quenching frustration because you're not using the very thing that's supposed to mend your fence with him. Our righteousness will never be restored like this. It'll never happen. Not only is he either grieved or quenched, but now we're adding grace is becoming frustrated. His grace is becoming frustrated. The very thing that's supposed to guide you is now tossed aside. And true movement and healing that's supposed to be found at the post is nullified. There is glory in this failure as well. We just need to recognize Christ's sacrifice in this area. David said it like this, and I love what David said here in the book of Psalms 139 and verse number 8. And I'm just about closed here, guys. In Psalms 139 and 8, he said, if I ascend up to heaven, into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. What more can be said? His glory is everywhere. So when you've made a mess of things, and the Spirit of God, your alongside help is quenched, you've extinguished his fire, there's glory here. Basically, what you did was make your bed in hell, but he's still right there with you. Only thing you need to do is acknowledge. Only thing you need to do is find out, have I grieved you or quenched you? My post experiences are not like they were. And they're inconsistent. Did I grieve or quench you? That should probably be one of the first discussions when you get there.
Amen.
When you're trying to get, Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. Are we good?
Amen.
Are we good? Is everything okay between us?
Hallelujah.
I need to know because you're the one that lights the fire. You're the one that reveals the glory. You're the one that keeps me in authentic faith. So David said, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Thou art there. David made his bed in hell. We heard the case study on Thursday night between Elder Donna and Elder Allison. David made his bed in hell when he took Uriah's wife. And when the prophet came and told him it was you, he acknowledged. He acknowledged what went wrong. He acknowledged it. He didn't try. His bed was made in hell. But the light of the glory of God came to hell too.
Yes. Yes.
And brought David out.
Hallelujah.
So whatever you've done to quench or grieve or frustrate, the light of his glory is ready to be revealed.
Okay.
What more can be said? His glory is everywhere. It's everywhere. We can't lose. God is giving us faith and wisdom. He's giving us understanding. Boy, oh boy, he's causing this realm of faith, this place of faith, to be a consistent housing for us. We can move in. We can abide here. Even in our failures, we can stay and become pillars. Even in failures. We also saw by Minister Kirk, boy, he showed us that how Samson in his failure was a pillar between pillars and fulfilled his destiny.
Amen.
Glory was there.
Amen.
Glory was there. Even in his failure, he was a pillar between pillars. We are pillars in the house of our God because even our failures do not move us. They just give opportunity for the glory. So I think one of the greatest failures and one failure that we never recognize, we don't recognize often enough, is quenching and grieving the Spirit. But God is saying, I'm going to keep the light on for you guys because when he's grieved or quenched, now you'll be aware. So now his fire will be lit and his influence will be there.
Amen.
You can't lose. You can't lose. Hallelujah. How great is this salvation he's given unto us? How wonderful is it? Morning by morning, the mercies we see. Because his glory is found everywhere. So in my closing note, he is establishing us in a way that we never lose momentum again. He truly is establishing us to live this faith life. Even our failures are reflecting his glory. Our darkness is reflecting and revealing his light. Says it like this, once again, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. God has just positioned your understanding to never lose sight of him ever again. He's just blessed you with an insight that you'll never lose him again. You'll always find him. And because you always find him, you'll always find life. And favor will flow consistently for you. It'll never end. Because God has just breached. He's just filled. And I mean, he's really repaired the breach. He's restored the paths so we can dwell. He just did it just now. Never again, never again will you have to look and search. You'll always be able to find him. Because I'm telling you now, you'll keep the fire of the Spirit lit. The Holy Spirit is he's so forgiving. He's so wonderful. He's ready to reconcile. He's ready for things to be mended so he can be your consistent longside helper.
Thank you.
You'll never fail. You'll always win. Because glory is found everywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Elder Allison says it's fire. Blanche says amen. Elder Allison says hallelujah, Jesus. Minister Kurt says amen. He says, let your light shine, Lord. Let the fire consume all our failures.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. 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 Elder Donna says, help us, Lord, not to frustrate your grace. It's on point. But the blessed part is if we do frustrate, glory is waiting. His point of view is still there, ready to lead you back in the place of perfection. So if we frustrate, if we quench, if we grieve, he's still revealing glory. What a great God we have. What a great God we have. Doesn't get any more fail-proof than that. We're blessed. My goodness, we're blessed. Lord, we give you glory for this word. We give you glory. There's such an ease. Oh, my goodness. There's such an ease on this line right now. I mean, there is deliverance. I feel it. There's deliverance flowing from the highest mountain to the deepest valley. Deliverance is flowing everywhere. There's such a move of his spirit right now. The Holy Spirit. Oh, glory be to God. The Holy Spirit is so pleased. He's so pleased. He's fulfilled. If I could say it like this, he feels wonderful right now.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, he feels so good. He's very happy. He's at peace. He's no longer in distress. His abilities are no longer on detention. He's free to move for you. Somebody right now is being blessed immensely by his presence. Oh, precious Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you and we respect your ministry. We do. Yes, we do. Oh, my goodness. Just be still for a moment. Just for a moment, be still. Oh, my goodness, he's healing. He's free to be who he is. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Father. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I just heard this. He said, the power of my influence is about to outweigh all of your failures. My influence will outweigh your failures. I'm no longer quenched. I'm no longer grieved. I'm not frustrated in the slightest, not in this moment. And because of your awareness to keep our relationship intact, it makes me happy. It makes me happy to know that you'll come. You'll agree with your adversary quickly in the gate. And you'll keep us in a place of full reconciliation. It makes me happy to know that you're mindful of me. It makes me happy. Brings me joy. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Master, yes. Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Ooh, Jesus. This healing flowing. It's flowing right now. It's moving. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Jesus. Oh, my goodness, his presence, his presence, his presence. His presence. Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Somebody's loving on the Holy Spirit right now. Somebody is really, really happy to be reconciled with him right now. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. He said he longed for this day. He's been waiting for this day. He's been waiting for this moment with you. He's been wanting to guide you and influence you so badly. But the distress was too much. But now there's no more. There's no more seizing of his goods. There's no more seizing of his abilities. The tension's been lifted. Oh, praise your name. I just speak healing, physical healing over every ailment that's on this line. Yes, I speak healing also to the distressed areas that you have emotionally. I speak healing into you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, hope has been restored. Now you know that even in your failures, my glory is here to lift you up. Hope is restored and healed in you. You will win because I've already won. And now I can show you my victory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, there's healing flowing. Reconciliation of all kinds.
Yes.
For everyone that's under the sound of his voice right now. Reconciliation of all kinds. Flowing right now. Right. Again, I hear the Holy Spirit say, my influence is going to outweigh your failures. It will be stronger.
Amen.
It'll be more weighty.
Amen.
You're gonna win. Oh my goodness. Boy, there's an anointing on this line. Yeah. My wife and I have been under the glory on a few occasions to where we couldn't move, physically move, because the glory got so weighty. There's an anointing of weighty glory that's on this line. There's a weighty glory. Oh, boy. And there is a consuming fire that has been, I mean, set ablaze. Jesus, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you so much, Master. Precious Holy Spirit. Even in the picture that's on the screen right now, we see the eagle soaring. If the wind wouldn't blow, the eagle wouldn't be able to soar. That's just like us with the Holy Spirit. If he's not moving, then we can't soar. He's so free, and the wind is blowing, praise God. Oh, boy. Keep an ear to the wall throughout the next few days. The influence of the Holy Spirit is going to be very, 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 I mean, very, very obvious, very loud. His instruction is going to be very plain over the next few days, and he's going to establish the position he's always been meant to be in over the next few days. So keep your ear to the wall. Keep your eyes on him, too. Because he's going to be, he's going to be very vocal over the next few days. Amen. I'm done right there. You guys, you're blessed and favored of the Lord today.